Well, let's focus in on one of those policies scrapped yesterday, the RNZ-TVNZ merger. By some counts, it's up to 23 million. The official figure, I think, more like 16 million. Let's talk now to Melissa Lee, who is the National Party's spokesperson for broadcasting. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning, Graham.
You'd be pleased, would you, to see this policy scrapped?
Actually, I'm tired of waiting for the government to finally come to a decision. It's been a long time coming, and it seems like they've finally seen the light. So it's a good decision. It's the right one.
But it comes after spending, well, what do you put the count at? Officially 16 million. I see Thomas Coughlin in the Herald putting the figure at closer to 23 million that has been spent. What's your calculation?
Well, there's actually quite a lot of millions in there. I mean, we go right back to the time of Claire Curran when she was trying to turn Radio New Zealand into a television station as well on RNZ Plus, where it was spent, I think, about 1.5 million. I think Chris Farfoy spent about 5.7. And then, you know, all of the consultants and working groups and everything put together, I think the figure is way beyond 20 million, actually. So, but, you know, regardless, it's taxpayers' money that the government has actually wasted. And it seems to be the way that the Labor government actually works, you know, whether it's actually RNZ-TVNZ merger or the cycle bridge that they decided to can. So it's a good decision.
Yeah, so where does this leave us now then after all this pontification, I suppose, in the end? Where does it leave the broadcasting landscape, and what would you look at as priorities should you come in?
Well, you know, if we're lucky enough to be the government after the October 14 election, you know, we'll have a look at it and actually really get into it. Because, I mean, I think previously when I've spoken to you, I talked about the changing landscape of the media sector. But we can't just think that it is the purview of the politicians to dictate what should be on RNZ or TVNZ. I think it is actually up to the entities. However, we need to assist the entities to make sure that they are able and capable of meeting the needs of their audiences. And, you know, RNZ has actually said that they need extra funding, and our leader, Christopher Luxon, and myself have actually confirmed that we will actually look at that. But it looks like the government will also, and they've actually signaled that they will actually provide extra funding. The Prime Minister hasn't actually confirmed how much yet. But, it needs looking at. So,
do you think that Willie Jackson has the credibility to continue in his ministerial role given this flagship policy has now been scrapped?
Well, I was surprised that he retained the portfolio as well as actually get promoted. So I'm just a little bit unsure as to the signal that the government was actually sending. And also, considering the fact that it was the Prime Minister and the senior ministers, including, you know, Minister Cipollone and Minister Grant Robertson, were actually at the cabinet tables when they approved the spending on the merger. So I'm not so sure how much has actually changed in terms of, you know, the priorities and the decision-making process. But, yeah, I'm surprised that Will Jackson has actually still got the portfolio. I don't know what he intends to do, but I hope he actually also looks at the RNZ charter review that the Select Committee actually produced, which he ignored at the time.
So let's just get clarification on that. Do you think that he should leave the role?
Well, why were other ministers actually removed from their portfolios? I would have thought that when you do a reshuffle, you actually look at a whole lot of things. And if this is one thing that he actually championed, then he actually, the policy is actually gone and it's scrapped. I don't know what he would actually do to actually change it.
Thanks for your time this morning. Melissa Lee there.